This week, we'll be learning Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth installment of the Arba Parshas. As we know, what's unique about this year is Parshas HaChodesh falls on Rosh Chodesh. So we have this Shabbos, except that we have the Parshas Shavua, Parshas Zriah, and we have Rosh Chodesh, and we have Parshas HaChodesh. So what happens, it doesn't happen a lot during the year. There'll be three Sefer Torahs coming out of the Aron Kodesh. To laying three different Parshas. What is the order of the Parshas? What is the order? The order we just said before. You lay Parshas Zriah, then you get to Rosh Chodesh, and then you get to Parshas HaChodesh. Why? So Parshas is because the main thing we want to end with is the Arba Parshas, which that's the Takana of Chazal of Inyan D'Yoyimah. You want to end with that, that's the Maftir. And to do the after of that. And plus, as we'll see in a second, is you have Tadir, Shayna Tadir, so you want to do the Parsha Rosh Chodesh first, and then you end with Parsha Chodesh, you do the after of a Chodesh. The Noyde B'Yuda has a story brought down in Arachayim, Madura Tanino, Simon Yudalev. He's speaking actually about something not this year, but he then later in the Tshuva says will be the same halacha regarding this case. He speaks about Parsha Shkalim, but again, he says it's going to work in Parsha Chodesh as well. He brings a story that there were bachrim in the yeshiva that took it a sefer Torah and they started laning, and by mistake they laned parshas hachodesh. There, that case, parshas shkolim, in a year that shkolim fell on Rosh Chodesh, they laned it before Rosh Chodesh. So they laned parshas hachodesh and said, "Oops, we're supposed to lay parshas hachodesh first." So now the speaks about what we're not going into as much is that he says, "Yeah, so." End the Parshas Chodesh where you're in the middle, go into Parshas Rosh Chodesh, and that's how you can end the Kriyas HaTorah. What Haftarah should you do? So the Haftarah that we have at Parshas Chodesh is the Haftarah that Shai Parshas Chodesh. What's the name of the Haftarah again? I forgot the name right in this moment. But the Chumash. Well, the name of Parshas Chodesh. The Haftarah of Parshas Rosh Chodesh is the Shemayim Kisi. You speak of Parshas Chodesh. So the question is, which Haftarah do you do? Do you do the Haftarah of Parshas HaChodesh? Or you do the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? That was the Shaila.
Is it ma'akev?
The question is what to do. Right? It's a tzibur has to learn. So the B'yuda says, interesting, I didn't have over there my sperm and my things, so I said the Al-Tzvara that I think they should lay Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, they should lay the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because you go back to the Mafti, you go back to the last one. So the right order is Parshas Zriah, Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh. But they did, yeah, it's called the Haftarah Parshas HaChodesh, I think it's called Bin Yoyot, right? Marishan HaChodesh, Bepar Bin Bokar. It's a story in Yecheskel regarding the korban that was the Parshas HaChodesh. So the Shaila is, so the question is then in the story of the Nei Debi Yudo, the laning Rosh Chodesh last by mistake. Should the Haftarah go based on your mistake or based on what you originally need to do? So says the Nei Debi Yudo, you go based on the last kriya you did. They ended with Parshas Rosh Chodesh, so therefore the Haftarah will be the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. That's what it is. It goes together. That's it. So then the Nei Debi Yudo afterwards says, he says, "Kol zeh harasi b'shas ma'aseh v'lo ayal li pnai la'ayin." Chayach b'noyis is svarim, and he says, "My svar is correct." And we'll get back to a second and understand what he says. So he says that halacha, and this halacha is brought down. The ma'aseh, the one who quotes is the chayyodom. The chayyodom is a talmud of Noyde B'Yudo. Says he, and he says this halacha, and so brings the Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Arba Parshiyos. When he brings the Hilchos Arba Parshiyos, he says the idea. He says, if you mark the shikam of Parshas Shabbos, Tov and look at the Sefer Torah she migulel Parshas Shkolim. He speaks about Shkolim, and then so then he say Parshas Shkolim, then you do a Shchodesh, and then you do after Shemayim Kisi, and he says v'chen uadin Parshas Shchodesh. Say the Parshas Shchodesh. You made a mistake. You go based on the last chumash that you learned. So that's halacha. It's halacha l'maaseh. If someone by mistake he took a three Sefer Torah. And the Baal Koyer, it's something. He just didn't remember which Sefer Torah is which. He took one, he opens it up, he sees it's a Chodesh. Then a Chodesh, then a Chodesh afterwards, change the Haftarah of that week. That's what the Halacha is, and Hilchos Arba Parshas, Simen Taf Resh Pei He. Now you turn the page in the Mishnah Berurah, and you go to Simen Taf Resh Pei Dalet, one Simen back. Speaks about Hichus Chanukah. And the last halacha Hichus Chanukah is what happens when Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls on the Shabbos. That's another case that you have three Sefer Torah. I think these are the only cases. So you have three Sefer Torah. What are the three Sefer Torah that you have? I mean, except Sefer Torah. So what are the three Sefer Torah that you have? You have over here, you have the Pasha, the Vayeshev, or Miketz, depends, but let's say the Vayeshev first one. And then you have the Pasha of Rosh Chodesh, and then you have the Pasha of Chanukah. And Chanukah is to be the last one, and then you lay the Haftarah of Chanukah, that's what you're supposed to do. What happened? They made a mistake. And they lay in Chanukah first, and then they lay in Rosh Chodesh. They opened up the Chanukah, Sefer Torah, they lay in that. Then they took Rosh Chodesh and they lay in there. So what should the Haftarah be? Which Haftarah? Do you lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah, or the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? Obviously what? Oh, yeah. See, if not, there's no Shaila. So you would think it should be after Rosh Chodesh based on what the Mishnah Berurah says by us, in our case. So, but there, the Biur Halacha brings the Halacha, that what do? You lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah. That's the Halacha. So the Shaila is, what's the difference? Why in Chanukah you say that Haftarah is going to be based on Chanukah? You're always going to lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah. But when you talk about Arab Parshias, you lay in the Haftarah of what you lay in Ast. What's Pshat? So the Mishnah Biur Halacha adds one more line. When he says about it, he says, again, just Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechal B'Shabbos, Im Tov V'Kor B'Shein B'Shechalako B'Shlish V'Rosh Chodesh, Mikol G'Korim Haftar B'Shechalako Mishu Pirsu B'Nisa. It says Pirsu B'Nisa. Pirsu B'Nisa, that's the reason you will lay in Chanukah. But this is not so simple. Why not? Because really it's a Tosis in Shabbos. Tosis in Shabbos is also the Rosh of Shabbos. They bring the discussion regarding Chanukah. And the Shaila is when you have Chanukah, Shabbos, Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh as well. So what do you lay first? You lay the Parsha first, that's clear. But what do you lay second and third? Tosis brings the whole discussion. That the Rebbe himself is quoting a Rishon that holds that maybe Rosh Chodesh should be last. Maybe Rosh Chodesh should be last. And the Haggadah, the Gadol Minsk, they bring over here, says, Akira Bitz, Mefirsh Gemara. That says the Rosh Chodesh Adar Shafal B'Shabbos reach Kolim. So that's a problem in the Neid B'Yudah when he quotes the Rishonim. But the Tosfos in the Rosh, they speak about what should you lay first? Should you lay first Chanukah? Should you lay first Rosh Chodesh? What should you lay first? So the Tosfos says he brings two things. He says no. So he discusses what you lay first, and then the Kushala is also which Haftarah do you do? Based on that. So there's these two things. One sign says, he says, why do you put Chanukah last? Like we do. He says, this after Benez Dechaim, you should pursue Melisa. For loy b'shvay kiz, you should have Torah Shchodesh. So first of all, he says, pursue Melisa. I choose the Haftarah that has to do with Chanukah because that's a pursue Melisa. That's one explanation of the thesis. Second explanation of the thesis is, for Oid, Kivan sham maftir kor b'shachanukah, yeshlo after me'inyan shekara. So then he says, no, because the rule is, whatever you finish laying with, that's the Haftarah that's supposed to do. So today he's asking, why do we do Haftarah of Chanukah and not Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? So today he has two explanations. Either because it's Pirsumanes, or some. The rule is that whatever you lay last, that's what you do Haftarah for. Meaning, seemingly, the discussion in places is, what is the rule of Haftarah? The second answer to this is, the rule is that Haftarah always goes based on the last one. The first answer says, no, not necessarily. It just happens to be that he is Pesuma Nisa, so that's why I lay it. So when you go back to the Halacha of Chanukah, and we say when they made a mistake, and they lay Chanukah first, and then they lay Rosh Chodesh, you say you still do Haftarah of Chanukah. Why do you still do Haftarah of Chanukah? The Chur, like the first answer of Taisis, because it's Pesuma Nisa. Meaning you don't go with the rule that you go based on the last one. You don't go based on the last one. So the Chura, why by us you do go based on the last one? Meaning why when it's Arab Pashis, then you say whatever the last one is, that you have Torah. The Chura, that's the second answer of Taisis. And we don't agree with that. Yeah?
I would say a little different because the Arab Pashis. Arab Pashis, what makes the Arab Pashis is the Mafsir. If you don't have the mafter, then it's not the Arab parish. It's the only special life. As opposed to Hanukkah, the whole day is especially Yom Tov.
No, but the whole thing, did a mafter? Whenever you lane it, you lane it. You lane the parsha.
Special Shabbos is, what's the difference between Shabbos Chodesh, Shabbos Zohar, and Shabbos Parah?
Because you're laning that kriya.
By mafter.
Not because of mafter. Mafter just brings the haftarah. In life, you lane it. You can argue maybe something else. You can argue that Pesuma Nisa is such a strong thing. So Pesuma Nisa, that's when you say, hey, it's a middle of nowhere, you do Pesuma Nisa. But our passion is maybe not. But yeah, the question is, Mechitesi, how do you know to divide between them? Remember, we spoke about a few weeks ago here, that what is the din of our passions? And it comes up in Halacha, that our passion is a very strong thing. If you forgot to lay our passions, you do something which you don't do in a regular passion. You take it a Sefer Torah in the middle of Shabbos. The tzibu forgot about Arapashias. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's oh, you forgot about Arapashias. What do? You take it a Sefer Torah and lay in Arapashias. That's something which is special and unique to Arapashias. Meaning the Arapashias is a very double chashuv and melayit. So if it's so chashuv and you hold that you don't go based on the last one, why are you go based on that? Right?
You always go based on the last one, but you have to have a reason not to.
Yeah, you go based on the last one. So, Torah is a master. That's this question to the two answers. Yeah, well, Toys asked, why do you lay Chanukah? Or either goes Pesuma Nisa, or he goes go based on the last one. Sure, the first one does not agree with that. Now you say in Mizu, it comes out, what do we pass it? Do we always go based on the last one? So the answer is no, we don't go based on the last one. First of all, Chanukah is one meaning when you change it. But also, we have Haftarahs that we don't go based on the last one. For example, Shiva de Nechamta. The 7 weeks between really, Gimel de Peranuso, the seventh and Chamto, the Tardu de Tivuso. That's really the Seder that's brought down in the Rishonim. Would I have the Haftarah is going on the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, the 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av, and then goes Shabbat Shuvah, what do we lay? We lay special Haftarahs, that has nothing to do with the Pasha. So seemingly, because that's the time to lay in, and I don't care so much about the last Pasha. When you have a Simchas Torah, what do you lay in Haftarah? You don't lay in Haftarah, which has to do with Bereshis, which you ended with. What's your maftir in what's the last kriya in Simchas Torah? Bereshis. And what are you doing after Torah for? The after Torah for is not for the Bereshis. Really, it was after Yeshua, the first plague of Yeshua. So the chur you see over here that we don't go based on the last one. So again, you could say b'doichak. The pshat is we always try to do the last one unless I have a good reason. That's why I always try. But then it comes out to be the Arab Pasha is not enough of a good reason to do after, which is the question is why not nechet is not. So maybe the different way to explain it is really what the Noi Debuda himself says later in the Tshuva. He wants to say, he's like very nitchak to say it. But at the end of the day, he comes and says the following thing. He says, when you realize the haftarah that we have of, what is Pasha Shkolim? Pasha Shkolim is that they took money to build Beis HaMikdash. And what is Pasha Shkolim? HaChodesh is HaShchem Rosh Chodoshim, Rishon HaChem Chodesh HaShana, is we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. The Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh does speak about these two things. Because Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, Shalom Kisi, speaks about that they collected money for Beis HaMikdash, to build Beis HaMikdash, which is parallel to Shkolim. And it speaks about, that's what we learn in Rosh Chodesh, you have the idea of Chodesh. It speaks about Parashat Chodesh. So it says the Rebbe Yehuda, when I have Chanukah, I have the Haftarah of Chanukah and the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, it's two separate Haftarahs. If I choose one, I'm not choosing the other. So there, I have to choose one. Which one is the one that I want to focus on? Pesuma Nisa. But I'm talking about Parshas HaChodesh, the Haftarah of HaChodesh, Klapi, the Haftarah of HaChodesh. There, you could say that the Haftarah of HaChodesh really has inclusive in it also Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Kolim. He brings the source of the interview is from the opposite far. He brings a different source that says the Haftarah of HaChodesh and the Haftarah of Parshas HaChodesh does include Rosh Chodesh. It says the same way includes that way, includes the other way. So therefore, maybe Anachanami will go based on the last one. Hi, what about Apapashas? The mice, the Haftarah includes it. So therefore, I'm yet to the whole thing. So maybe that's the way to put that together.
Theoretically, I know it's impossible.
Yeah.
We're full of Rosh Chodesh. It's obviously impossible. You would say then for sure you can't.
So according to this, you'll have to learn Apashas Zachar. According to this Cheshbon. I don't know if the Cheshbon is correct. In other words, based on the Svar that the Debuta says, that's adding in here, meaning when it comes out like this, do we go based on the last Pasha? Not necessarily. If I have a good reason, I go with the Haftar that belongs to that time of the year, or belongs to Pesuma Nisa, or belongs to our Pashas. The only time I exclude that, according to the Svar, is only when the Haftarah, the other Haftar that I have, does have in it the haftarah that I need. Like we have in Parshas Chodesh, and Parshas Chodesh, the haftarah belongs to both. So therefore then, I'll use the last one, which is also belongs to the haftarah of the time of this year. The Seder, very good.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what we